Slavery in Egypt.
God made his people great during the time that they lived in Egypt as strangers. In Egypt, the Jewish nation grew larger in number. The promise which God made to Abraham was soon to come true. There were more and more Jews in Egypt.
Then a different king, or Pharaoh, began to rule over Egypt. This king cheated the Jewish people. Pharaoh, the king, made all of them his slaves. The Egyptians forced the Israelites to build many buildings, and even entire cities. This hard work made their lives miserable. Pharaoh saw that the Israelites were having many, many babies. So he ordered his Egyptian people to kill all the Jewish baby boys. He forced them to put their babies outdoors to die. He persecuted them. During this time, one Jewish woman gave birth to a baby boy. She and her husband hid that baby for as long as they could. He was no ordinary baby. For 3 months they took care of him in his father's house. Then they could hide him no more, so they decided to put him in a basket that floated on the water. It was among the reeds along the edge of the Nile River. They wanted to save this baby boy from being killed by the Egyptians. His older sister was named Miriam. She watched to see what would happen to her baby brother. A daughter of Pharaoh saw that basket, and she looked inside it. When she saw the baby boy, she took him into her own house. She hired an Israelite woman to nurse him, but she did not realize that this woman was the baby's own mother. When the child was old enough that he no longer needed his mother's milk, she returned him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she named him Moses. This name means drawn out of the river. The king's daughter raised Moses as if he were her own son. The Egyptians taught Moses everything they knew. He was powerful in the things he said and did.